different blocks necessary to get this transport solution done. And one key element is the digital infrastructure. And therefore, I'm very happy today to announce our special guest, State Minister Dorothee Beer. And she's a federal government commissioner for digital affairs. Please come on stage. Thanks.
Okay, welcome everyone. I thought we are going to see a movie first. So thank you very much for having me today and for talking about this very important topic, the future of urban air mobility. That's very important for our German government as well. So since 2008, the population in cities surpasses the rural population worldwide. And in 2036, we will have 95 mega cities. Although I believe that it can turn the other way around through digitalization. But still, urbanization of the future calls for new answers to the question of mobility. There is a need for innovative solutions and for smart applications of new technologies. The use of the inner city airspace is important if you want to sustain individual mobility in our inner cities. So when we take a look, and for example, we take a look to Dubai, Dubai wants to relocate 25% of the urban mobility into the air. Singapore is also very interested, but there will be more opportunities in other Asian or American cities. In Germany, we have small and big companies with urban air mobility projects. The German government takes, in principle, a positive view on the development of air taxi projects. Air taxis could indeed make a valuable contribution to the concept of sustainable urban mobility in the future. And here are three examples from German industry. First one is eVolo, the startup company from Baden-Württemberg. They are developing an urban air taxi called Velocopter. It will be certified according to ultralight certification specification, and this company works together with Daimler. But also big companies like Airbus Helicopters are interested in this technology. Airbus Helicopters is developing the city Airbus in Donauwörth, which is in Bavaria, for example. And they are planning to have the first flight of the city Airbus at the end of this year. Another interesting concept is being developed by the startup Lilium Aviation, a company that gets attention from investors worldwide. There are more suppliers on the global scene, reaching from car to aircraft industry, from mobility services to the pioneers of the digital world. And in order to allow such innovations to be disruptive and to break through, we also need to deal with some technical and regulatory framework requirements. One key challenge is the development of the specific rulemaking and certification specifications. So I very much welcome the current deliberations on a European regulation for autonomously flying objects. There is an urgent need to integrate this kind of future-oriented vehicles into the existing airspace systems. The air taxi of the future should know by itself relevant parts of airspace which are open to autonomous flying, for example, by geofencing. The European Commission is already developing a proposal for such a traffic management system for unmanned aircrafts called U-Space. And we, from the German government, we are considering under which conditions we could make a testing phase in Germany operational. So the federal government in Germany will keep the right balance between security aspects and data protection on the one hand, and promising market perspective as well as innovation opportunities on the other hand. For me personally, I'm very looking forward with optimism and really high expectations to my first ride in an air taxi without being afraid, but with anxiety, and I really hope that this can start very soon. Thank you very much and enjoy the fair.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön.